Welcome. How are you?
Welcome and hello and good day.
Good day and hello.
Welcome to Three Funny Ladies. We're zany and wacky. Oh, sorry.
That is Joseph Cornelius Bailey.
And please say hello to Susan Percy Jackson.
I almost said Joe Conolingus, which is why it came out Cornelius, because I didn't think Conolingus was appropriate, but now I've said it twice, so it really doesn't matter. Anyway.
And I should have said Susan Intercourse Jacobs.
Thanks for your service.
Oh, boy.
Oh, private jokes.
What's going on? Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Nothing. Nothing's going on. I have been watching Project Runway.
Yes. Are you caught up on the news, on the new one?
No, I have to see this week's episode, I believe. So I'm not completely caught up, but I think I'm on. So I'm watching the new one in real time while I'm now on, and I went backwards. I didn't start at the beginning. I'm going backwards. So I'm on, season 17.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you said you were going backwards on the new one, like you started with last week's episode and going backwards.
Like, yeah, no.
Okay. I mean, you do so, you, but that's you not what you were saying.
I mean, anyway. That's stupid, but okay.
I mean, if you want to watch it in a completely dumb way,
then, you know, by all fucking means, you fucking moron. So there's that, and nothing. I had my birthday.
I know. How was your birthday? What did you do?
Not a goddamn thing.
That's amazing.
Yes, and I'm the type of person that it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If it's on my birthday, it's the best thing I've ever done. Like, I just birthday, I just love my birthday. So it's just like, it's just like, oh, I slept until 2 and then I got hit by a car, but it was the best hit and run ever. Like, I just, that's what, and like, I hate it when people work on their birthdays. They're like, it's just another day. I'm like, no, it's not. You were born on this day and you make a difference. So anyway, I didn't work. And I didn't do shit. It was fantastic.
Atta girl.
What else? There's
did you have really cake?
No. Which I am disappointed by, but Lily bought me a bag of Lindt chocolates and they were open. And then she said, yes, I ate some. They're chocolate after all.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday. And I ate 3 of them. And then I just gave her the rest of the bag because she came in to get another one. I was like, just take the fucking bag. Just take the fucking bag. So any hoozles. Yeah. So that's that.
Excellent.
What have you been up to?
It's good talking to you.
See you later.
You know what? Nothing. Really just nothing. It's been so nice. I'm just enjoying the summer. It's the first time, you know, that we haven't done a summer show since we opened that goddamn theater. So that's been so nice to just do nothing. And it's so great. I've been reading and catching up on television. So it's been so nice.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm so sorry. Hold on. I have hiccups. Please fill the space.
Oh, I'm reading the Stephen King book called Fairy Tale, which I'm almost done with. I anticipate finishing it today. So
do you like it? I feel like I've heard mixed reviews on it.
Yeah. I'm ready for it to be over.
Okay.
But it's not been like, ugh.
Sure.
It's not like,
okay, I've gotten my enjoyment out of it. Let's wrap
it. Yeah.
Because
it is like, it's 600 pages. So I'm like,
okay. Yeah, it's like, okay, Stephen, we get it. Okay. Yeah. We got it. Thanks, bud. I used to be really into Stephen King.
I've read most of everything that he's written, except for like the Gunslinger stuff. I didn't care about
that. I didn't. The Towers and the Gunslinger.
I didn't read
any of that either.
Any of that bullshit.
I'm really into gay romance right now. So
Oh my.
Which, like, will come as no surprise to anyone.
Are you talking about porn?
Sure, there's something there, but
is that what we're calling it these days?
Yeah, yep. Two guys fuck.
I'm really into gay romance.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Especially the role play.
Right. The flagging. I've learned so much.
Are you reading something gay?
I have started the Red, White, and Royal Blue.
Mm-hmm.
But I only got a page in.
And then you gave up on it.
And then I gave up. I'm going back. I don't know why, because I love books, like literal book. Like, I love the smell, I love the feel of them. But for some reason, my Kindle, I am more apt to read if it's on my Kindle, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red, White, and Royal Blue is actually your book,
mm-hmm,
that you passed on. So it's a physical book. And I was like, I'm going to read a physical book. It's going to be fun. And I'm just like, I got to hold it. So that's where I am in my life, is too fucking lazy to hold an actual book. And I have to hold my Kindle. It's like, I can just hold it with one hand, and a book sometimes takes two.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just too much. I'm just at an age where two hands is too much.
It's one hand too many.
It's just one hand. Yeah. Nah. Anyway, you can still hold a book with one hand. I don't know where this arc came.
Well, I'll be interested to hear what you think of it. I am in the minority on that book. I thought it was fine. But again, I thought it was just too long. And I don't mind a long book, but I just was like, it was.
I'm specifically reading it because they made the movie and people are already like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So, yes. So there's that.
I had dinner with FOP Gretchen last week, and she said, oh, I had a hankering to watch Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I was like, why? And I said, oh, I never saw that movie because I don't like the Beatles, and like, so when I was younger, it just didn't appeal to me. But she's like, I only watched a few minutes of it, and it's just terrible. And I was like, it's so interesting, that phenomenon of like watching something when you're younger. But it's like it, and then when you revisit them in your adult years, but it's where the conundrum lies for me is something like Xanadu, which I loved so much as a child, mm-hmm, and that has stayed. Like, I fully recognize that it is a terrible movie,
sure.
I just love it to pieces. But then there are other things, like, I was just going to say Grease 2, but I don't consider Grease 2 a bad movie. I think it's very good, and its gender politics are much better than its predecessor.
Well, yeah, it's the better movie of the two.
But like, there are other things, like for instance, so during the lockdown, Joe and I both revisited Felicity, because we both were like, oh my god, we love Felicity so fucking much. It's like, mm-hmm, one of the best series ever, and we watched all four seasons, and we were both like, yeah, that was okay. So it's just interesting how some things you hold dear, near and dear, and other things you revisit and you're like, oh, that's not nearly as good as I remember it being.
I know I have those things, but right now I can't really think of them. My favorite things are the ones that still give me, you know, 40 years later, the same feeling as when I saw them, like Goonies. The mm-hmm opening of Goonies and the car chase, I will always remember to my dying day the feeling I had in the theater. I was just like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Oh my God, oh my God. And I get that every time that music starts. I get that same feeling, and I love it.
That's amazing. I love that.
It's
the power of movies.
Same thing with Back to the Future. I'm just like, oh my God, this. I feel like a little kid. Because and maybe it was because we were kids, but I think it's really because it was the 80s. Going to a movie, the movies, Hollywood, stars, stuff like that, was like a fucking event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was because we didn't have the access to them that we do for now. Sure.
Yeah. And it was so magical.
It was magical. So even just watching Entertainment Tonight, it was like, oh my God. Like, yep, it just felt really special and cool. And I think that's why I don't know. It was great.
Yeah.
And I want movies to feel like that again. I think they're kind of, I actually in the movie theater yesterday, I was like, okay, movies are bad. Movies aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. It's, this box office weekend was huge. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, but so that's encouraging because, like, you know, Indiana Jones has not mm-hmm. done well, like everything they thought, like Shazam did not do well. Does all these things they thought were going to be like take off just have not. So it's encouraging that this weekend has been so big.
Sorry, that was, I totally forgot I was on a podcast where we're recording, you know, sound. Sorry about that. Shazam, I think, had everything to do with Levi. He's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, is he really?
He is. And that news came out right before his film opened. So I think that had a lot to do with it. I saw a TikTok, because I get all my news from TikTok now. That's all I can consume. that George Clooney was also in The Flash as Batman. But I don't know if that's true or not, or if it was a doctored thing.
Oh, interesting.
Let me Google it. Because I saw it and I was like, oh, because I was going, full disclosure, I was going to watch the movie the other night. Because I'm sorry, I like Michael Keaton, and I have lived my entire life for his Batman comeback, okay? And I was like, I'm not paying them any money. It's on a pirated site. I feel good about it. And then Pete was like, I don't really want to watch it. And then I saw a clip of it. And I was like, I actually really, he's a garbage person. And also, I kind of hate their acting. Ezra Miller. So I was like, I don't know if I can sit through. Maybe I'll just watch Michael Keaton's part.
Is that what you did?
I haven't done any of those things yet, but it might be something I do. But then I saw George Clooney and I was like, oh, they are really leaning heavy into the Batman of it all. But it could have been, I'm wondering if it was a deep fake or something, because people do some weird shit on the TikTokies. So I'm going to Google that. What else is there? Yeah, I think I don't have anything else. I don't think. I'm done.
We're going on our cruise in like 2 weeks.
I forgot about your cruise. We're Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay,
finish it.
Okay.
Yep.
Finish it.
Keep going. Yeah. So we started to do all of the stuff. Like, I just don't know what to expect. Like, neither one of us have been on a cruise, so we just don't know. Like, I saw my therapist last weekend and he was like, so cruises are like you pay the base fee to get on the boat and then everything else is an upsell. But like, I don't know, because they have like drink packages, and I don't know, does that mean if you don't buy one that you get like water thrown in your face and that's all you get? Like
from the ocean. Just cup their hands and throw it in your general direction.
Throw a rope around your waist and lower you down. Drink!
A drink! You better get your fill. This is salt water. I just tickled myself. So it sounds like a Disney trip, though.
Oh yeah, is that? So, well, that's not a surprise.
I would bet you that it is. So like, when we went to Disney, we had to pay for our meals because we got pretty sick. Our father-in-law took us. Full disclosure, my father-in-law. He's not Pete's father-in-law. He's Pete's father.
That would be kind of weird.
That would be fucking weird. I just find brothers on the internet. I don't marry them. Okay. I'm not that sick. So the caveat, we had to pay for our food, and so originally we weren't going to get the dining package. Because we're like, oh, we're not going to eat that much. First of all, that's bullshit. Come on now. We ended up getting the dining package and I would never go back. And so during COVID, they didn't have the dining package. And now it's back. So I'm a little more excited in the eventuality that we go there. But I would think it is because you don't have to worry about it. Once you've paid for it, You just go and eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, and I'm assuming, I mean, they stole it from Disney and they do it the exact same way. You get a certain amount per day or per room. And because like how ours was set up, your package was tied to your room. So who was ever in your room got the same dining package. So we had to agree with his sister and brother-in-law that we would get a certain dining package because we were all in the same big suite. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so there's different for Disney, there's different packages, but it was a lot. You never had to worry. Do I have money in my budget for today's food? You didn't have, because it was already paid. You could use as much as you want, whatever you want, wherever you want. So if it works the same way, I would get it. I don't know if it would be cheaper or not, but it's just, then you just don't have to worry about it. That's your money is already spent.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking forward. So I just can't wait to be on that boat and hopefully I can just sit around all day and just do jack shit. I mean, it's no different than what I do at home, but I'll be on a boat.
And so it'll be different. Shit, it flew out the window. So you like cruises, because this isn't your first cruise, correct?
It is. I've never been on one.
It is.
Yeah, which is why I have no idea what to.
Oh, you guys were gonna go on one and then it had to be canceled.
Yes, yeah? Because of the cove. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my god. So on the season of Project Runway, I'm watching one guy's name COVID, and I feel so bad for him.
Anyway, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, oh no. All right, because I've always wondered about a cruise. I feel like I might hate it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then like am I going to get sick? Like, will I get motion sickness? I don't know.
I think that it's a possibility, but I think it's more like you don't even feel it.
That's what, like, I've had people tell me, like, it's so soothing and calming, the motion of the ocean, if you will.
I will, thank you.
And then I've had other people like say, you know, just take some Dramamine or get the little patches you stick behind your ear or something. So
I mean, it wouldn't hurt to do those things
for sure. Yeah, to have them on hand. So
I will say this: I haven't been on a cruise, but I have been on a boat to go snorkeling, and so it moved pretty fast. You know, it was a smaller boat, and I almost fucking threw myself over just to get rid of the nausea. So I know that a cruise ship is way different, but it wouldn't hurt. You know what works perfectly is those wristband things.
Mm.
I went from sitting stock still, not even blinking because I was so physically ill and did not want to throw up, to eating, dancing, just being a total menace just by putting those things on.
I thought you were going to say mensch.
A total mensch.
Do you get them like you just at the pharmacy?
Yeah, just go to CVS.
Okay.
And they work. And then that way, you could take them off and like, am I actually seasick? Can I take these off? You might notice a difference. You might not. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Better safe than.
Because I would actually be, and I don't want to put this into your head, but I would actually be more scared of feeling sick trying to go to sleep.
Mm. See, that's why I don't know if it'll be like so nice to be rocked back and forth.
Absolutely not. I would be so overstimulated. So this is what my brain does. Let's say you're rocking back and forth, right? My brain would focus on the rocking. And then all of a sudden I would be consumed with the rocking. And it would give me anxiety and I couldn't go to sleep. And I would have to get away from the rocking.
Oh, I've got
I got a lot of problems. problem. Because like sometimes, I don't know if you ever do this or if it's just me being certifiably insane. Do you ever like notice you know how you breathe? And you don't think about it.
You know how you do that? Do you breathe?
You do this. Do you? I breathe. But you know how you don't think about it? You just do it?
Sure.
Okay. Sometimes at night, I'll be laying there. And for whatever reason, I'll be conscious of the fact that I'm breathing. And then all I can do is think about my breathing. And then I start to hyperventilate because then I panic that I'm breathing wrong. You need to understand, I've had several concussions, okay? So it's not, I'm not fully okay. Anyway, we'll stop talking about that.
Yeah, that has not happened to
me. Watch tonight. You'll be like, oh God, I'm
And I have seen the Poseidon Adventure one too many times. So there's also that fear. I've
never seen it, so.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God, I love it. I haven't seen it all
the
way.
That's Shelley Winters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Shelley Long in the Poseidon Adventure.
That is Shelley Long. Yeah.
Yes. Who hates Shelley Long? Is it Joel? Somebody hates Shelley Long.
Mm.
We don't need to visit those pastimes. is there anything else?
Shall we move forward? I don't think so. Yeah, okay.
All right. All right. So yesterday we saw a Barbie.
We saw Barbie. Along
you...
with...
Oh, go ahead.
The rest of the country. Had the biggest box office opening year to date. $155 million.
Are you fucking kidding?
Nope.
That's amazing.
And Oppenheimer brought in $80 million so far.
How much did Barbie bring in?
Sorry? $155.
Jesus.
I know.
You adored it.
I fucking adored it. Loved it so much. So did you.
Oh my God. Yes. It was fucking perfect. You guys.
I just got goosebumps.
It's so fucking good.
It is so fucking good. I was driving home from your house with Joe because, you know, I don't talk to you about these things.
Yeah, I love it. No, I love it. It's great. I love the total silence once we get in the car after sharing a life-altering experience. And then we just get in the car and we're like, radio. I hate the ride back from the movie. It's so awkward because all I want to do is be like, and you're just like, nope, fuck you.
And it was in Theater 13, which is a bigger theater, but it was the same distance as Theater 4, just in the other direction.
I was so excited. I was like, it's Barbie. It's going to be the first fucking theater. And I knew it was going to be on the opposite side. I don't know why I knew that. I was like, it's going to be on the opposite side. It's going to be a bigger theater. It's going to be right in front. Nope. No. No.
It was the furthest theater on the other side.
Although I do like those theaters more. So when me and Pete and Lily go to the movies, we're not seeing little women empowerment movies. We're seeing the Avengers and stuff. That sounded so condescending. And that is not how I meant it to sound. We're seeing Marvel movies, Star Wars movies. So they're always in those theaters that we were in yesterday.
Yeah.
So I like them better than the stadium.
Yeah, ones. I do too. And our little friend was not there. So that was our also friend, a plus.
Thank God. I think maybe it was too much for him. I think maybe he was like,
a lot of people.
There's going to be too many people. Yeah, maybe. I think he likes the experience of sitting in the back and potentially being alone. And then when he's not alone, he gets all wired.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But our row was full.
It was. You had some friends next to you.
I do. I mean, we didn't speak, but they were delightful.
They laughed at some of their things they said.
Yes, I did. And the girl next to me was eating chicken tenders and fries, and they smelled delightful. Although it was a little early. I'm judging her a little bit. The movie was at 10:30. So
10:30 in the morning. I didn't even have popcorn because it was so early.
I know. And I got at you for it.
You did. And neither one of us had to go to the bathroom.
That is correct. Oh, this reminds me. Yesterday, I was put onto this app called P-Time. Oh, shit. That sounds like a weird kinky thing. I don't think it's called P-Time. Hold on. It is Run P.
Run P.
That's better. Run P. And so it is an app where you look for the movie that you're about to watch. When that movie starts, you press start. Your phone will give you a 30-second warning before there's a good pee break in the movie. So you run and you pee, and it tells you how long you have to do what you need to do. And then when you get, and it gives a little tiny synopsis of what you missed, like it'll say chase scene. But then if you want the details, you can go in details and it'll tell you like, okay, there was a chase scene, but then blah, 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 whatever. So I just thought that was fantastic. I did not use it yesterday, but my phone did come alive several times and it was very embarrassing and I wanted to kill myself. At one point, I just wanted to look at the time. And here's a little tidbit from me to you. If you have TikTok, you need to close that bitch out. You can't just put your phone to sleep. You need to close it out. Because once you open your phone, that TikTok that you were on, oh, it's going to start.
Yeah, I was
like, it's not going to stop.
Do you have like an audiobook going? Or did you download a movie?
So then I did that. So then I put it in my purse. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so fucking embarrassed. I put it in my purse. The other thing you need to know, and I still don't close out TikTok because I don't fucking learn. If you don't close out TikTok and your phone rings, it wakes TikTok up even if your screen is locked. So now my phone is talking in my purse and the movie's kind of loud. So I'm like, what is that? Why do they have some weird? And I was like, oh my God, it's you, you fat fuck. Get in your purse. and make it stop. So now I got to cover my purse, which makes it louder. And you know this, that I'm the one who gives curtain speeches that are like, if you don't turn your phone off, I will personally find you and slit your throat. So I'm so embarrassed it's happening. Oh my God. That was a terrible time. But the movie was just, it's exactly what you think it's going to be. To me, it was. I thought it was going to be give that message and be laid out in that way. But it doesn't matter. It's still fucking fantastic.
So great. It's the perfect amount of camp and heart and empowerment. And it's hilariously funny. Super sweet. It's just, and here's what I'm going to say. Margot Robbie, I think it's going to be easy to overlook her performance in this, but she is so fucking good in this movie. I just got goosebumps again. She's so fucking great in this movie.
Guys, here's how good this movie is. Michael Cera is a pock on humanity. I can't stand him. He drives me absolutely nuts. No, he does.
I didn't
know
that.
Because he plays Michael Cera.
Oh, sure.
That's it. And I mean, a lot of people do that, but from him, it just bothers me. He's wonderful in this movie. They use him perfectly.
Yeah, they do. So funny.
And yes, he's playing himself to a degree, but you can actually tell that he's acting in this one. So I'm like, good for you. It's about time you finally tried that. He's hysterical. His
so
part
funny.
Is hysterical.
Narration by Helen Mirren, for Christ's sake.
Oh my God. Ryan
they break
Gosling,
the fourth wall, which is
they
so
break
great.
The floor, in the best fucking smartest way possible, because when she was giving that speech, I was thinking that.
Yeah, I was
too. Like, God damn it, you fucking genius. Ryan Gosling,
so great. Another such a great performance. I think easier to like outwardly acknowledge how great he was, because I think Margot Robbie is so subtle a lot
she's
of the time.
So subtle, and she's also she's so beautiful that I think people just look at that and they don't think, you know, when people are as beautiful as her, it's, you just assume that they don't even know how to act to be in this business, which is sometimes true.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
But she's not, she is an amazing actor, but I think people might overlook it because she is so perfect looking.
Yep.
But don't. I mean, that's it. I don't know if you were thinking about this, because you remember back in the day when Amy Schumer was going to be Barbie?
I do remember that.
I can't even. And then Amy Schumer's like, well, we're not doing it because creative differences. Well, if you didn't agree with that creative turn, you're a moron. But we have differing opinions of Amy Schumer. I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine it.
And I'm just going to say this, Greta Gerwig, one of my favorite all-time filmmakers. She's only has a handful of movies, but I've loved every single one of them.
Oh my
and
God.
Like in my book, she can do no wrong. Like every touch and nuance of this movie was perfect.
I want to see it many times because I'm sure we missed
I do
stuff.
Too.
I'm sure we missed
I was
stuff.
Seeing it yesterday. I'm like, I need to see this 27 more times, I think.
Because there were times you laugh so much in this movie, not you, general you. I laugh so much in this movie. There were times when I wanted to laugh, but I didn't because I didn't want to miss the next thing. Because the next thing was going to be funny too. Do we want to disclose the plot? We're dancing around it. Do we want to?
I mean, I'm sure at this point, it seems like a lot of people have seen it anyway. But hang on one second. Before we do that, I have three more generals. Okay. So I will always, always love watching Ryan Gosling dance. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
I love, there's that video of him when he's like 14. Have you seen this video?
Because he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some, I don't know where it was. I don't think it was the Mickey Mouse Club, but I love watching him dance. Simu Liu. Liu is also so fun as one of the Kens.
So good.
America Ferrera, who I also love and who is just having a moment, which is so amazing. She drives a car that has these color accents inside the car. The seatbelts are a different color. And there's a nice little like piping around the seats in the that I'm just like, want it, love it, living for it, need it.
Right? It's
I
weird.
I love like the orange seatbelts. I'm like, oh my God, I love them. And I think those were my generals.
It only had 2 Marvel points, which I thought was actually pretty low. Simu Lee. And also, I don't know his real name, but the one Ken who I got the gist that maybe he was in love with Ryan Gosling, like his Ken was in love with Ryan Gosling's Ken. He is the bad guy in Secret Invasion.
Also, Issa Rae is fucking hilarious.
Oh,
she's the president of Barbie Land.
She's the president. There is not a weak link in this movie.
And we have plus size Barbies. We have non-binary, trans Barbies.
They don't say, hey, this is fat Barbie. Hey, they're just all Barbie. And it's so good.
And from the moment I heard there was a weird Barbie, based on the opening credits, I was like, please let it be Kate McKinnon. Please let it be Kate McKinnon.
For sure.
And obviously, she was hilarious.
She was so good. So good. Here's my one. They kind of did it in the end credits, but not really. Peaches and Cream Barbie was everyone's favorite in the 80s.
Mm.
And it was not represented, even in the credits. And I'm a little disappointed by that.
Oh, yeah, because they have the little
Peaches and Cream Erasure. Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, they had the little, like, real live Barbies that they
Was Peaches and Cream, and what was the other one? Diamond something Barbie. Her whole dress was iridescent. See how I do this with my hand? That means iridescent. anyway.
I was also sad that there was no mention of Barbie and the Rockers, but
I mean,
what do you mean? Earring Magic Ken was represented, even though he didn't have the little silver cock ring around his neck.
So if you know that you're not going into a kid's movie, you probably have already figured out in your own brain how they're going to execute it. And you would be correct. There's no surprise there. It's Barbie Land. These Barbies are alive because they were played with or are being played with real life humans in the human world. And one day Barbie just all of a sudden thinks about death and has an existential crisis, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
You know, I don't want to spoil too much. Here's why. It's hard to explain anyway. Don't you feel like it's hard to explain? Because you would be doing it a disservice almost.
Yeah. Yeah. You really need to experience it.
You really do.
It's just, it's such a treat from top to bottom. Even the soundtrack is banging.
The fucking songs.
I love the Lizzo song and how it changes and how she even interacts via soundtrack with the Barbies. So great.
It's so every little detail, every little nuance. And it's a woman empowerment movie. It's not preachy though. How did that happen? Not at all.
It's so, yeah, no. Will Ferrell, so funny.
So funny.
The Barbies, that woman that you sent me that TikTok is the inventor's daughter, the old lady on the bench.
I know. Oh, and I found another, the 4 girls in, the cafeteria, America Ferrera's daughter, and Barbie finds them.
Oh, yeah.
And like those 4 girls, I forgot their character names, but they're named after the Bratz dolls.
Oh my God.
They represent the Bratz dolls.
Funny. That's amazing.
Like, little fucking details like that are just so thoughtful, and you won't even know it unless, you know, you look it up or what. And it's just, it's just so good. I want to see it over and over again because I know there's stuff I missed.
Yeah.
I know there is.
Rhea Perlman shows up. Who, when I lived in LA, we called her my nemesis. Did I tell you this before?
No, but I need to hear it.
Because I saw her everywhere I went. I'm like, oh, there's Rhea Perlman. So then we just made up a whole story that she was actually following me.
Yes, obviously.
But yeah, she's great in it.
Wake up and Rhea Perlman's at the end of your bed. I finally found you.
Like, shh.
And you have to say her full name every time.
She's great. She's just so sweet. I loved it so much.
It was so good.
Yeah.
There wasn't a weak link. Nope. There wasn't. Yeah, God. God. It's so good. It's the kind of movie that if you're into that stuff, if you've ever dreamed about writing a script or acting or making a movie, it's one of those movies that you're like, God damn it. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. It's
fucking hell. Yeah. No,
the script is so funny. After we dropped you off, Joe and I were driving home, and after we watch a movie or see a movie, he always asks like what I would give it. Like we ask each other, but he usually always starts it on a scale of 1 to 5. And I sat for about 7 seconds and I was like, I would give it 5 stars out of 5.
Yeah. 100%.
He's like, wow. He's like, I would give it 4.5. And I'm like, well, that's also very good. But yeah,
and you're wrong, but it's good. You just have a different taste level. It's lesser than ours. I have seen all over the Fotch book, several of our friends did the Barbieheimer experience yesterday, and none of them recommended.
Yes, I know. The first one I saw was our friend Taja, who was like, I can't recommend this.
I couldn't have been more wrong in my decision making yesterday.
It does seem, I mean, I had no intention of doing it, but especially after seeing Barbie, like, I can't imagine then going to see Oppenheimer or vice versa.
I think that it would ruin Barbie for you.
I think so too. It would think it would dampen would like, it a little bit.
No, I'm fucking depressed, and I'll always remember that I saw the days of Barbie. What was interesting is people that I've seen are like, both movies are equally good. They just couldn't be more different. And if you see Oppenheimer first, you go into Barbie like, oh, God, I want to die. And if you go into Oppenheimer after Barbie, you're like, God, I want to die. But I was happier before. Don't do that. Don't do that is what we're saying.
Yeah, don't do that. Hopefully it's not too late.
I mean, if you've already done it, we can help you. You know what I mean? We're not here to help. It's so good.
Yeah.
So, amazing. I mean, see it.
Yeah. Can't recommend it highly enough.
It's not a Marvel movie. So there's no post credit thing. It's just, they show vintage Barbie dolls in the credits.
And we sat there for a little while. And then I said, I wonder if there's going to be, and then you said, according to your new app, that they tell you that too. And there wasn't.
That's right. It tells you. If you have post-credit scenes, so especially if you're a Marvel person, that is helpful. Although there's always post-credit scenes. It just depends on how important are they, how badly do you have to go bathroom, and how many are there. Because the end credit scene in a Marvel movie, usually you can skip and you're fine. It was a delight. It was a delightful day in the theater.
It was a goddamn delight. And I'm going to say this, I said to Joe, it was a perfect audience, except for
it
you.
It really was.
But no talking. I saw zero phones being held up. They were a perfect audience, except for you. So it really was just a stellar day at the theater.
It really was. And it was early in the morning. And, you know, because I'm a hermit now, it doesn't matter how enjoyable the thing I'm going to do is. If I have to leave my house, I'm like, can't wait to get home. And it wasn't like that. It was like, I'm at a leisurely movie date and I have the day ahead of me. I think I like the early morning movies.
I agree with you. I think it's the way to do it.
I think it's like you start, you have a reason to get up so you don't waste your day in bed. You get up, you put yourself together, you go have a delightful time, and then you have the whole day.
Absolutely. It was just a great day.
It really was.
I'm so glad we did it.
Me too. Now we're both going to see Oppenheimer. No.
That'll be the next show. That movie is so funny, you guys.
Florence Pugh, hysterical. I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think I said everything I needed to say.
Me too. Go all see right. it, you guys.
Go it's, see it's it. We'll delight. See it again. Maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah. Oh, God. But now we got to be careful because we might push our luck and run into that guy.
I know.
We think of maybe it was too, you said it was too early for him.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was too early, but maybe it was a combination of the both, the too many people too early.
Also, maybe he only likes stadium seating. Maybe that's why he's watching the movies he watches. People have weird things. We just spent a whole time talking about how I focus on breathing and then want to throw myself out the window. Yeah. So maybe he likes the stadium seating and that's why he's seeing those types of movies. Can you imagine? You can only watch a certain genre of movie because you like the theater it's in.
And whatever's in that theater, you just go see it.
You just see it. And you're like, ugh,
crap. I'm really here for the theater.
I'm really here for the sitting experience. So
that's how I judge like my movies.
How did you like Barbie? Well, it wasn't in stadium seating, so,
so it was right off. So
it was yucking terrible. And there were a lot of people there, so when I talked, people got pissed. George Clooney is in The Flash. He's in an end credit scene.
Interesting. Well, now you have to watch it and report back.
Because
I'm not watching it.
I know. I think I'm just going to watch the Batman parts.
That's fine. Because I'm not even doing that. So.
Yeah, well, because it's not Val Kilmer. It's Batman. I know what you're going to say.
When we were doing Assassins and you posted something on my Facebook about the best Batman.
Yeah.
And this guy, Joey, who was in Assassins, who loves movies, and also just posted a rave review for Barbie on his Facebook yesterday. When he saw your post, he was like, who is it? Who is it? Oh, God, is it Clooney? I'm like, no, it's Val Kilmer. He's like, oh. yeah, so report back.
So he doesn't speak to you anymore? I get it. So I have a rather lofty ambition for our next.
All right. I love lofty. Lay it on me. I got nothing but time.
We might not be back next week. Maybe 2 weeks. I think we'll keep you guys guessing. Maybe we'll get together after I drop this bomb. Cause I'm not going to watch it any other way. We need to watch Fleabag.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
We need to watch Fleabag. So that's what we're going to do.
Seen it already.
I know. So you're fine. How many seasons?
It's two seasons. It's like 12 episodes.
It's two and done, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so fucking good.
Do you think it'll only take a week?
Yeah. Okay, because they're like half hour episodes.
Okay. So then we'll see you next week.
All right. Perfect.
We're going to watch Fleabag. I'm finally going to watch Fleabag. Because I love everyone in it. I think that's why I'm nervous to watch it. I don't want them to fail. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. No.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Don't sweat it. All right. Well, good game.
Good game.
Oh, if you want to write us threefunnyladies@gmail.com or
our Instagram is threefunnyladiespodcast.
Yeah, you can do that too.
You can do that too.
All right. You could also, if you go to Apple, we haven't had a review in a long time, so you could do that.
So go to unless it's a bad review, and then keep your fucking mouth. Then why were you even here? Like, why? Why?
Rate, review, and subscribe. Don't. Also, smash that like button. It's been so long.
Smash that like button. I hate you. What if someone said that after sex? Hey, thanks for the intercourse. Smash that like button.
Thanks for the cervix.
Thank you for your cervix.
And on that note, bye.